Catherine Condon, the executive director of the Army National Cemeteries Program, and Patrick Hallinan, the superintendent of Arlington, were both put in place last summer following revelations in an Army Inspector General report that found 200 unmarked or misidentified graves, urns that were never properly buried, and widespread management problems. Condon told the House Armed Services Oversight Subcommittee today that they've begun to implement accountability procedures at Arlington and build a management foundation that simply wasn't there before.
In less than a year, we have taken several steps to address the past issues, including rebuilding the workforce, overhauling the automated internment scheduling system, establishing a consolidated call center, implementing a financial management system and a procurement system, and employing a new chain of custody for procedures that weren't there before.
Investigations are underway by both the Army's Criminal Investigations Command and the Army Inspector General into possible criminal activity surrounding the problems at Arlington. The former superintendent was issued a letter of reprimand by the Secretary of the Army, but as of now has seen no other administrative or criminal punishment. Carl Schneider is the Army's Principal Deputy Undersecretary for Manpower and Reserve Affairs.
And the frustrating thing about that, and I'm sure it's frustrating for the committee, I know it's frustrating for us, is the superintendent and the deputy superintendent, right after the report was delivered to the secretary, retired. In our jurisdiction, to take any adverse action against them evaporated the day that they retired.
Schneider was not able to give the committee an update on the IG's investigation or when it might release its findings. In the meantime, Condon says they're working to professionalize the management of the cemetery.
We moved into a house that didn't have a foundation. There wasn't an IT infrastructure. There wasn't the accountability. There wasn't the standards and procedures. So what we've had to do was to build that first. And now we are working on the plan to truly move to do the accountability.
Some of the changes they've made so far include new procedures that develop a clear chain of custody for human remains to avoid mix-ups, better tracking systems, including non-biodegradable tags on each casket, a new IT infrastructure that's being built by the Army's Information Technology Agency, and for the processes involving the day-to-day management of a cemetery, the Army has signed a memorandum of agreement with the VA, which runs hundreds of veteran cemeteries across the country. In fact, Hallinan was recruited from the VA, where he previously oversaw that department's cemetery program.
We've introduced industry standards, national standards that the VA has used, that their cemeteries and other national cemeteries and private industry use. We sent our employees out for professional training. We're training our employees on-site.
The Army is sending its Arlington employees to the VA's Cemeteries Training Center in St. Louis, and training, Condon says, is something that was sorely lacking before, particularly for supervisors.
I will give an example of one of the supervisors who we recently sent to the VA Training Center. It was the first time he was sent to training in 20-some years of employment at the cemetery. There weren't standards, there weren't procedures, and they weren't held accountable.
That explanation and the management changes the Army has made so far did not suffice for Colorado Congressman Mike Kaufman.
This is an organization that is rotten to its core.
Kaufman says the superintendent and the deputy superintendent who retired were not the only ones responsible for wrongdoing at Arlington. He suggested the workforce be swept clean and that the cemetery start from scratch.
You're saying these things were okay that occurred, basically. You're defending the actions that were taken by this workforce.
Sir, I'm not defending the mistakes that were made in the past.
But it's really okay what they did because we can just kind of explain it away. Is that what you're saying?
No, sir, that's not what I'm saying.
That's what I'm hearing.
Mr. Congressman, may I take part of that question, please?
Please.
It's not okay, and it's not acceptable. A blind eye will not be turned. People will be held accountable. The employees, as Ms. Condon was speaking to, were not provided leadership. For those of you, a combat veteran, my fellow Marine in the back, no leadership, no guidance, no direction, absolutely no training. They're one person deep out there. But I could assure you with 100% confidence, under our watch, if they do not respect and honor the services of our veterans, if it is misconduct, it will be addressed.
Well, you referenced the Marine Corps, and I can tell you the leadership that I'm seeing here at Arlington couldn't lead starving troops to a chow hall.
Members also had complaints that Army Secretary John McHugh did not testify at the hearing in person. They also wanted to know why, if the VA has so much more experience running cemeteries than the Army does, why the VA shouldn't simply take Arlington over. Condon and Hallinan said right now that would create even more disruption.
Can we stand down? Is it like an aircraft carrier? Should it be taken in and dry docked and overhauled? Unfortunately, not an option. We have families, 27 interments burials on a constant basis. Arlington is unique. It's one of the busiest national cemeteries in the United States, if not the entire world.
Condon says the Army needs to fix the problems it's responsible for at Arlington, and Congress should make a decision on whether to hand it over to the VA once it's back on solid management footing. Among the things it's doing going forward is creating a federal advisory committee to examine Arlington's management changes from the outside, trying to incorporate more military officers into the structure of Arlington's workforce to instill more accountability, and possibly starting a work exchange program with VA cemetery officials. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.